Mr. Tom Dean, very grateful that you were here with me. Very grateful to be introduced to you. Love all that you got going on. Thanks for being with me on Prolism.
Well, good. It's my pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get right into it. First question for you, Tom, is what is your business?
Our business is relentless value, and we relentlessly create value. We optimize your business by protecting, growing, and harvesting value in your business, whether you're looking to sell or just becoming more valuable to own a fundamentally superior business. Now, we measure value top down and bottom up by both valuation and evaluation. We have in-depth questions and discovery associated with the answers to these questions, and we determine current value along with a detailed custom-made implementation plan on how to really create extraordinary value. Essentially, where are you at and where can we go together?
I love the term value creation. That's very new to me, and I know it's not new to you with all the work that you're doing. But really, Tom, what would you say compelled you to start this business?
I'm really at the stage in life that, as we all should be, really looking for a calling. I mean, why were we put on Earth? What was I put on Earth to do? What were you put on Earth to do? I mean, is this a job, just something to pay the bills, or is it a career that I can commit mentally and, work on, but not really be all in? Or is it really a calling? Is it something that I absolutely positively feel that I must do, or if I don't do it, I just can't imagine not doing it. And in my life, I've had two successful exits, and one was easy, and the other was extraordinarily difficult. Over half American businesses sell or close because of the five Ds: death, divorce, disability, disaster, and disagreement. And I was in senior living. We had a senior living business, and like all senior living, it was ravaged by COVID-19. Macro forces that it had been unimaginable, unless you were a historian well-versed on the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918. And everyone knows how bad service businesses like restaurants have been hit with no demand and then no workers. And multiply that by about 1,000 for senior living, as you need to keep frail seniors alive 24/7 without fail amidst a pandemic with 1.2 million people dead. And then my partner died of a heart attack on Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving morning, November 24th, 2022. And he left me with a whole lot of undisclosed surprises. And aside from divorce, we were devastated by four of the five Ds. So I worked 20-hour days, 20-hour days with no exaggeration, 7 days a week from that Thanksgiving day for 6 months until April 14th on 2023 when I sold the business. And I'm here to spare other business owners the agony of not being fully prepared for the five Ds or anything that can come along. And I look to see them it's all about optimally rewarding them for their ownership, for all the risks that they've taken, all their blood, sweat, and tears. And I love business. I love solving problems. I love it when a plan comes together. I love creating value. And I love good people who own good businesses. I love good business owners, just heart and soul. And when I dig really deep, into the innermost part of my heart and soul, I'm all about rewarding good, doing right, and serving good people.
How would you say you're leading the way with all the work that you're doing?
Sometimes it feels like I'm a one-man gang. Bain and Company, the huge management consulting firm, has over 2,000 consultants exclusively serving private equity, which, of course, buys small businesses. These 2,000 consultants, they work on strategic planning, deal sourcing, due diligence, and post-acquisition value creation. This is their own words: post-acquisition value creation. And we create pre-acquisition value for the business owner. So the Bain Army is 2,000, McKinsey and all the others, they've got thousands and thousands more. So maybe we're crazy. We're fighting like crazy for the underdog, the noble small business owner. But jingoism aside, we're unique, we're holistic, we're immersive, we're relentless, as our name says, on all matters of value creation. We're positively obsessed. We love the battle and the victories, and we're enjoying the journey as well as the destination. And others may focus on some segment of profit improvement. Some others may look to do exit planning for the long haul. We do everything: immediate, intermediate, long term, everything for value creation. And again, it's relentlessly creating value for our clients. It's just almost a spiritual calling.
Who would you say are your ideal clients, or who do you typically work with?
Well, we're really results oriented. We're laser focused on value creation. I mean, that's what we keep talking about, and that is our absolute focus: increasing earnings and increasing the multiple. But along the way, there's really got to be a growth mindset in the leadership and the company overall, and everyone's got to be coachable. I mean, it's really another virtuous cycle. This is really all about change management and improve the coachability to create value and create the value to improve coachability and vice versa. Everything has to work together. So either be coachable or get there quickly. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And value creation is all about positive change while eliminating the negative for enormous paydays. You really can't make these positive changes if you're stuck in the past or embittered or certain you're always right, even though your business is far from perfect. So we're kind of looking for humble, hardworking, and smart, and settle for 2 out of 3 being ain't bad. So we want fundamentally good people. Life's just too short to be with bad people. We don't want to waste time with that. It's just not worth it. In terms of businesses, we love bottom-up businesses that they've really succeeded by one sale or one client at a time with hard work and scrappiness. And verticals that we find attractive are blue-collar millionaires, contractors, SaaS, meaning software as a service, and cybersecurity are some of the verticals that we really like. And again, that's that bottom up where they don't have a business plan when they started. They just got some customers and served those customers, and lo and behold, they kept growing and growing. And what do we do now that we're grown up and have all these opportunities? The ideal size is 5 to 50 million enterprise value, but we can work with smaller clients as low as $1 million in sales and maybe 100,000 in profit, at least on the profitability improvement side of things. On the smaller cases, it's really about ensuring there's a fit and that it's cost effective for both sides. And exit planning is phenomenal if business owners really enable enough time. Not, I must sell right now. I'm sick of this. I need to sell today or tomorrow or the next week at the latest. But with the urgency of exit planning and imminent value creation with huge money on the line, great focus can really lead to great results. But value creation, as we've discussed, it's really absolutely for everyone. Prepare it against the 5 Ds, be prepared for an unsolicited offer, which could be a great thing, but why not be optimized when you get that offer? Or to take your company to the next levels that you really can't even imagine if you're merely looking to survive or just good enough to get by, if that's your beaten down standard.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with these prospective clients?
I love the word conversation. We're really great listeners, very active listeners, especially at the start. And it's really about a dialogue, not a monologue, a two-way give and take, not a one-way conversation where someone's just merely talking at you or likes to listen to the sound of their own voice. And it's real listening on both sides with progression. It's kind of a dialogue dance, if you will. Again, the growth mindset and the coachability that reveals themselves in these conversations. These are tried and true, trite best questions. Tell me about yourself. Why did you start your company? Where do you want your company to be a year from now? What keeps you awake at night? What's your company worth, and why do you feel that way? So, these 5 questions right there reveal so much in terms of motivation and beliefs and sometimes attachment or detachment from reality as well. But discovery is really a whole lot of listening to learn and appreciate someone else's perspective. And the other thing we like, which is not a surprise, is I love the word value or values. These words are universally beloved, but their meanings and nuances are so fascinating. I mean, value means so many things to different people, almost all good, but that or values. What are your values? So, anyways, we're relentless and we're obsessed with value, and hence we're relentless value.
Last one for us, Tom. Who would be the ideal collaborators and referral partners who can lead you to those ideal clients?
Well, on a value creation team, we've actually we've looked at the teammates that we need, and we've listed 20 other team 20 team members in total, alphabetically going from accountants through wealth managers, along with fractional experts and so forth. And value creation, it absolutely requires specialists led and orchestrated. I mean, everyone just can't go their own direction. Everything has to work together. But value is such a great thing because that's like the North Star that everyone can shoot for. And on one end of the spectrum, accountants are outstanding because everyone has their accountants, they're so trusted, and they do such good work. And on the other end, for instance, you've got investment bankers who, the accountants handle the day-to-day or year-to-year. The investment bankers, they're always flitting about, and if someone really wants to sell or whatever, the investment bankers are always in the conversation. And oftentimes, the investment bankers will say, your business, it's not optimized. It may not even be saleable. You need to go back to the drawing board and create some value, get your value up, so I can really sell it and sell it for a number that I can sell, and a number that you can be happy with, or at least live with.